Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today Sabrina Combs, who's one of the four candidates for two seats on the Palmer City Council. Welcome, Sabrina.
Hello, thank you.
We're going to be asking a series of questions, and you can take time to answer them, and then we'll give you a chance to talk a little bit about your own ideas here. First of all, how do you see yourself working with others serving on the council? This is a multi-part piece, so I'm going to run through it all, and then you can take each part and answer it. For example, do you collaborate well across ideological divides? And another part of this is, although local elected positions are considered nonpartisan, how do you view political parties or ideology as influences on the current race? So have a go.
Sure. It's fun to start with this because when I've been knocking on doors, it's almost immediately one of the first questions. Well, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? And you want to start off just saying, well, actually, this is a nonpartisan race, but it is public record. I am a registered Democrat, so I do tend to lean on the more liberal side, but I'm also born and raised in Alaska. So living here and learning from everyone around us, and it is a more conservative environment, that I think that's helped me find more of a middle ground. The council is nonpartisan, but I think it's important to have a good mix of both sides of the aisle on there that can make some good, solid decisions. And I think I'm pretty good at mediating that and finding middle ground.
Okay. So from what you're answering, I'm picking up that you do believe that these differences that people express in their preference for a political party or ideology does somehow come into play, even at a local nonpartisan council level.
Definitely. I mean, you know, you can, it's easy to say nonpartisan and it's easy to try and stay as nonpartisan as possible, but in the end, you want to have a healthy mix of both sides, I think, and some middle of the roaders. But, you know, the farther you get far left, far right, that can be dangerous. And so having a good grasp of the middle road in Alaska, I think, is important. I think people here tend to be a little bit more socially liberal and fiscally conservative, and maintaining that balance is important.
Okay. Well, thank you. The second question, how will you reach your constituents, especially those feeling left out of the public policy conversation, or those that may feel disenfranchised, since we seem to have a large number of people who do not participate in this political process?
We do, which is interesting to me because I'm thankful to live in Palmer, where I feel that it's really easy to get involved here. We have so many committees and action groups that are ready to take charge. And I often call Palmer the volunteer capital of the world because there's always a group of people that are willing to step up to the plate. But when I've been knocking on doors and talking to people, you know, a lot of the response has been, oh, it's so great that there's new people getting involved. I need to be more involved. So hearing that makes me realize that maybe people don't know the best ways to get involved. So I think if I was elected, I would just really encourage more attendance at council meetings first. My social media game is pretty strong. So keeping connected to people there and maybe bringing in a new way for folks to really stay connected. A lot of people rely solely on social media, unfortunately, for their news. So making sure that I'm staying connected to the constituents there and encouraging attendance. My phone never, ever leaves my side.
Right.
So I am always available to talk to people however they want to reach me. But, you know, social media, texting, things like that are new ways that people need to stay in touch, and that's how they're staying in touch. And so I'd like to help make sure that those areas are being covered.
Okay, thank you. Third question. What is your stance on term limits? For example, Borough Assembly has limits. Would you think that? Do you think that's worked out as a good or a bad thing? The Palmer City Council has, in fact, discussed a ballot initiative about term limits. Should there be more discussion about that topic?
There are very few things that I'm coming into this with a firm agenda, but term limits is one of them. I think term limits are extremely important. It's been one of the few direct questions that I've received from people when I've been talking to them as I knock on doors. They just say, are you a proponent of term limits? And I am, and they're thankful for that. This did come up with the council in the past, and it was voted down. And that's concerning to me because, to me, the majority of people that I'm talking to are for term limits, but we have a council that's voting against term limits. So that tells me that they're voting for personal reasons and not for the reasons of their constituents. And so I definitely would want to bring that back to the table. One of the first things I'd like to do, actually. You know, it's institutional knowledge is invaluable and helpful, but when you start to feel entitled to your seat, that's a problem to me. We shouldn't be relying on seniority or longevity to make our decisions. You know, you want to keep your ideas fresh. You want to make sure that you're listening to the people and not just the idea that you've been here long enough so you know best.
Okay. Thank you. Fourth question. How do you view your relationship with the state as a local policymaker? What would you like to see, for example, the state provide to the city of Palmer in light of the current fiscal crisis? And a final part to that is, do you support being a member of statewide organizations such as AML in order to influence state policies?
Sure. You know, I am new to the politics game, but I have spent my fair share of time in Juneau advocating for different causes and have a pretty good grasp on how things progress down there or don't progress. But I have a good relationship with our local senators and representatives, and I think that that would definitely help if I was on the council. I definitely support being a member of organizations like AML, even if, you know, it's not the most helpful organization or the most effective. If we're not at the table, we can't help the discussion. So definitely staying involved in those different organizations and learning more about what's happening around the state. As far as what we need from the state during the fiscal crisis, I don't think that we can rely on anything from them at this point. The council has done a really great job with the city manager of stretching our dollars, our tax dollars here in Palmer, and keeping our budget pretty solid. And I want to help continue that. We do a pretty good job of holding our own here in Palmer. And given the crisis in Juneau, I think we just have to maintain that fiscal conservativeness and make sure that we're spending our dollars wisely.
Okay. And fifth question, what's your perspective on the way the city council functions currently? And if you believe there should be changes, what, if any, do you propose? For example, in the past, there's been much discussion about a full-time or strong mayor.
Well, I think the mayoral position as it is now is fine. We used to have a full-time mayor, and I don't think the position was any more effective then as it is now. Our city manager does an amazing job keeping the city moving, and the council's role is to oversee that, and they're doing a good job. I've never sat on the council, so I think it would be presumptuous of me to come in saying that I would change this, change that. If I'm elected, though, I don't tend to rush into things with a binder full of suggestions. I want to sit back and learn and see what's running smoothly and what could possibly be tweaked. However, my least favorite phrase in the world is because that's the way we've always done it. So, you know, I want to look for those things and see what could use some improvements. So, you know, and that's one reason, going back to the term limits, you know, a fresh set of eyes never hurts anybody. It's always good to get a good perspective and say, well, you know, in my background, in my history, we've done it this way. Would that maybe be easier? And then facilitate a group discussion to see if that's the best way.
Okay. Well, should you win the election and serve on the council, what topics have you identified as most important for you? You've mentioned one of them. And are there any other things you'd like to say that we have not discussed so far?
Sure. I've said this on my website and on my videos, but I don't come into this with an agenda. I think that can be dangerous sometimes. I think the council is doing a great job. But that being said, I do think I can bring a fresh perspective, and I think that my demographic isn't being super represented on the council, and that I could help in that area. Oftentimes when I say that, people go, oh, well, you know, she's young, she's inexperienced, but I have a lot of board experience and a lot of organizational experience that I think could be valuable. And again, my demographic isn't currently being represented on the council. So I think my first priority would be just to listen. I want to hear from the community on what's important to them. Knocking on doors and making phone calls has really opened my eyes to just things that are important. People are really interested in this plastic bag initiative, which I support, the plastic bag ban initiative. They want to see the completion of the paved road project in Palmer. There's still some sidewalks that are completely inaccessible and not safe, and we need to just continue maintaining our infrastructure here and making sure the roads are ready and prepared by Public Works, who do an amazing job in the city. So, other than the term limits that we talked about earlier, that's really my main priority, is just to listen to our constituents and figure out what's most important to them.
Okay. Mike Molesky here. I've been talking with Sabrina Combs, who's one of the four candidates for two seats on the Palmer City Council in 2017. Thank you, Sabrina.
Thank you.